listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN. We're broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay, and today, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out with a group of WNRN members, and we are so thrilled to be joined by the Bel Air Lip Balms. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
The Bel Air Lip Balms do not have a show in the area. They are passing through on their way to North Carolina. We're kind enough to stop over here for us. The new album is called Again. We've enjoyed spinning it, and we'd love it if you kick the session off with the song from the album for us.
Try to give your love a chance to
Bel Air Lip Balms live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. Would each of you mind going around and introducing yourselves and saying what instrument you're on so everybody in Radioland knows who's speaking?
Hello, I am Mike and I play guitar.
All right.
I'm Maisie and I sing and play guitar.
I'm G and I play the bass.
I'm Dev and I'm on drums.
Let's give him a hand. All right. Thank y'all for being here.
Thank you.
So you released an EP back in 2019. I have to name check this because I love the title, called Songs to Do Your Laundry To. Then the debut full-length album, Lush Life, in 2023. Now, last year on Halloween, released the record again that we've enjoyed spinning, making you all the first Australian act to have an album out on Jack White's Third Man record label. So did you approach the recording of this latest album again differently than you approached the recording of your debut full-length? And if so, how?
We had less time to do this album than the first one. We had all the time in the world to make our first album. So there was more time pressure, which I think pushed us to do it a bit differently for sure. We wanted to make this album sound a little bit more polished than the last one. So we spent a lot more time in the studio making it.
And how did it come about that you all signed to Third Man?
Well, we played it South by Southwest in 2024 in Austin, Texas, and we did a Third Man showcase, so we met them there. I don't even know if we were on their radar until we did that show, but then subsequently we played at the Great Escape in the UK, and Third Man they've got like a home base in London as well, so we met the whole London team over there, and it kind of just happened like that. They re-released Lush Life, and then it went from there.
Were they on your radar before you played the showcase at South By? Was this a label that you had aspired to?
We knew about them, yeah. And we were like obviously all massive Jack White fans, but yeah, we didn't really have any expectations when we were playing South By, so it was really nice how it all happened.
Did you find having a shorter amount of time to record, was there a pressure there? Did it push you to new boundaries sonically? Or did it stifle creativity, did it? Or was there more of that pressure there?
I think it was good for us having a bit of the pressure to get it done. Mm. But I think we also had more time in the studio, so we were able to spend time on sort of nerdy stuff like guitar tones and using different snare drums and things like that. So I think... the pressure was good for us because it forced us to just spend a lot of time in a room together and flesh out the music. But obviously, ideally, you'd have, you know, all the time in the world to work on an album, but it's a bit tricky when you're touring and working jobs and things like that.
Right. So you mentioned that, you know, you played South by Southwest in 2024. That was your first time playing in the States. And then last year, you had a run opening up for Spacey Jane, and it was sort of your first tour in North America. How is it touring over here? Is there anything that's been surprising or fun or different than touring around the UK or Australia?
It's been such a great time. Like, the people back home are just blown away that we get to go to like 25 different states in a month. Yeah. You know, like,
it's a big country.
And it's hard to get your head around that and sort of connect with people back home because, yeah, it's just sort of incomprehensible. But, I mean, the first time we're seeing the Grand Canyon, like all of Washington, like we saw that last night as well. We did it for a second time. But, yeah, seeing so much of a place is so rewarding, and we get to play shows on the way. So, yeah, we love it.
The Bel Air Lip Balms live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. We'd love it if you play another track for us.
So
The Bel Air Lip Balms live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new album is Again. I read a fun fact about your band name, that it comes from a set of skateboard wheels. Could you give us the origin story?
Yeah, so in the 70s, there was a skateboard wheel called Bel Air Lip Balms, made in somewhere, I guess it was in Bel Air in California. Somehow my dad knew about it. And
is he a big skateboarder?
Yeah, he was back in the day.
Nice.
He still is, kind of. He has to wear his knee pads and his helmet and everything.
Safety first.
Safety first, yeah.
Did you ever skateboard?
I did when I was a kid, and I decided to give it up because I have to save my hands to play guitar. So. Yeah.
All right, so you all are from an area, please correct my geography if I'm wrong, outside of Melbourne. And, you know, kind of came up, there's a DIY scene there. So I'd love it if you'd tell us a little bit about the scene that you came up in and how it sort of nurtures artists and the music that you all do.
Yeah, so we're from a town called Frankston. It's like 40 Ks or like 25 miles south of Melbourne. It's like a beach town. And yeah, there's a massive like punk DIY scene down there. We sort of cut our teeth on a place called Singerbird Studios. It's like a rehearsal, recording, live, like every all in one sort of thing. So yeah, we just, and I basically made the band there and played some of our first shows there. And yeah, it's a, like a real like home base for a lot of people down there.
Yeah, I'm curious about the scene in Australia as a whole. Obviously, you know, a lot of space that this covers, but I feel like every time I'm discovering a new band, it's like, oh, they're from Australia. So something is in the water there. I don't know what it is, but do you feel connected to other communities? Again, I know, large area, but...
It's a big country, but it's quite small. I feel like everyone kind of knows each other, even from like other cities on the other side of the country. But yeah, it's a good scene. Everyone's very supportive of each other, and it's quite competitive in a good way.
I think particularly in Frankston, the scene's very insular and supportive. And I think as Lip Balms have grown and sort of changed in sound and grown in its audience size and things like that, I think the community around Singingbird Studio has also grown, and their setup there has grown as well. They've got a bigger stage for shows now. They've got more rehearsal rooms for young bands starting. So I think it's great, and it's really inspiring being around so many great young musicians in Melbourne in particular. But yeah, the more that we play around Australia, the more friends that we make, and the bigger that sort of community feels, which is great.
The Bel Air Lip Balms live on WNRN from In Your Ears Studios in Richmond. Could you take us out with one more, please?
This one's called Don't Let Them Tell You It's Fair. Tell you, don't let them tell you.
Awesome is again. Thank y'all so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios and Shaco Records, my WNRN colleagues, Matt, Maddie, Sarah, Liz, the WNRN underwriters and members whose support makes sessions like this possible. Today's in-studio session was supported by the Dave Bandus Memorial Fund. Dave was a good friend of WNRN, who lived for live music and believed in the power of experiencing it together. With support from the fund, our in-studio sessions keep that spirit alive. For those of you here, for everyone listening, and for Dave too. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you.